Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan. And actually, Mark Holland in for Lynette once again this week. Lynette was on a tour of Italy last week, so I filled in, and then I got a frantic call
yesterday, I think, saying, I'm not going to make it back,
because I guess there's a big airline strike in Italy, so she's, I guess, hopefully flying out tonight.
Yeah.
But we needed someone for this morning, so you got me again.
And I hope she's having a good time, yeah.
There are worse places to be.
Oh, my gosh.
Italy.
Let's not talk about that today. Yes.
Well, okay. So we actually might notice we don't have Dr. Mixon today, but we have Dr. Daniel Nelson with Pro Ortho. He has a lot of experience. I found out, because I'm kind of new around here, that you used to host a show with Jerry Berg, who I replaced because Jerry passed away about a year ago. But
yep. And this is true. I missed the show, but I love coming here. So,
yeah, happy to have you, Dr. Nelson. And Dr. Mixon is in Houston attending a conference.
Yeah, which conference is it?
The Age Management Group. And he has been texting me about all the stuff that he's learning. And that's what I appreciate. Sorry, excuse me. I have the frog in my throat. Dr. Mixon does all the research for us, and he goes to all these fancy meetings. Well, he sent me to this one many a time, too. But he comes back with all of the latest. So he's been texting me over, I want you to look at this. Oh, what do you think about this? So this morning, he was talking about neuroplasticity of the brain, and I'm sure we will talk about this when he returns next week. But, you know, one of the things we used to say is once a part of the brain dies, it's dead. And then when we were finishing residency was when we first started talking about, well, that's not true.
I was just going to say the same thing. Your brain is fully developed at like 3 months old and nothing changes. And now we know that's not true.
Exactly. So new neurons can function in the brain and you can train the brain to do things. In fact, I've seen some amazing new AI technology about this and how people are developing things so that humans, you know, who've had traumatic injuries to the brain can then use that part of the brain with technology today. Fascinating stuff. But he was talking about that, and then he's also been talking about longevity and lifespan and how to improve the lifespan as we are getting older. But today, you know, I was thinking about what should we start with, and one of the things maybe I want to start with today is to reflect on the fact that I've been here 13 years now, and I walked into my office yesterday morning, and there was this nice banner saying congratulations and balloons and flowers and all from my team. And I really felt like time has passed very quickly, and that in that time, we have all evolved, but of all the things that we do, this is where I'd rather be. And, you know, the team was congratulating me on the 13 years and also on the fact that the Women We Admire group had voted me top 50 women in medicine in Washington State, and then later on, I've been voted top 50 in the country. And so with that, you know, you feel like you have to reflect on, see, what have you achieved? What have you done? And I feel like we have transformed so many lives over the course of time. But in doing that, there's a lot of joy. It isn't like it's onerous and it's stressful. you do it because you care about people and you want to teach people who want to learn about aging. Remember now, in medicine today, the way we are set up, insurance doesn't reimburse for anything that is normal. So when a doctor sees you, he has to find something wrong so that he can be paid to see you. He has to bill for a diagnosis. It can be diabetes or high blood pressure or chronic disease. But unless there is a medical problem, you really cannot see a doctor. And that is why we don't take insurance, because what we want to do is help you remain healthy and not become sick. We want to reduce the normal but undesirable side effects of aging. As Dr. Mixon says, faster, stronger, leaner, smarter, sexier, and therefore happier. But that is at any age. I started the last show by talking about a spectrum. Say if you think about your life as being a spectrum, and in that life, the healthy years of that life are all in green, and then when you have a chronic illness, you then change that into a yellow where you have to see a doctor, you have to get a refill or a prescription, or you have a problem and a medical diagnosis, and that part of your life is yellow, where you're still living life, but now you're under supervision. You're now being monitored. You're now being kept healthy because of something. And then the last part of your life is the red part where, you know, quality of life has deteriorated and you have compromised function. So that is your lifespan. And what you want to do, everybody wants this. It doesn't happen, but everybody wants this. They want the green part of that lifespan to be as long as possible, the yellow band as narrow as possible, but the red band the narrowest of all. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is that the green band is decreasing, the yellow band is expanding, and the red band is increasing. And so the message here today is that you can change how you age. You can actually increase the green part of the lifespan, but you have to open your eyes and be willing to make changes. In our clinic and many others across the country, but we pride ourselves in what we do, we can provide you with the tools to succeed, but we cannot do it for you. But many, many of my patients come away saying they're better, and therefore they're more inclined to follow the recommendations. A typical week for me, I was telling the team earlier, as one of my patients in her mid-60s now, I've been taking care of her for many years, less than a decade though. And she came in absolutely beaming and gave me this report of her bone density scan. Now, we know that a postmenopausal woman in her 60s is losing bone density and that she will get osteopenia first and then osteoporosis. It happens in the spine first and then in the hip. And then with our replacement therapies, I've seen a lot of women replace that. Now, in this 65-year young lady, she had now reversed both the bone density loss that she had in her spine as well as in her hip. Spine is harder to change. Hip we can do easier, but the spine is harder. And so for in her, she didn't realize how happy she should be because the spine is really difficult. But she's on her hormone replacement therapy program and she had a lot of risk factors, but we monitor for those. And she has successfully treated and reversed bone density. She is stronger because of that. She's healthier. She's definitely a whole lot happier. And she's not taking pharmaceutical grade drugs that have tremendous side effects. She's taking hormones that she had naturally that were in high amounts in her body when she was younger and that are now depleting as she's getting older. With that, what she doesn't realize, and actually she does, but what we are doing also is that we are reducing her risk for developing breast cancer, cardiovascular disease, and dementia, because hormones impact on all of those aspects of your body. They're not just sexual hormones, they're functional hormones. And then lastly, a study that I came up with that I thought we should start today and published just recently is saying that testosterone replacement can help men with type 2 diabetes reduce risk for chronic disease. Now, very common for us. We have been saying this for a very long time that when you get diabetic, you lose muscle mass, and you need to replace testosterone so you can build healthier muscle. Healthier muscle will help you control your sugar, will help reduce risk factors, and you will be able to control other chronic diseases as well as reverse the type 2 diabetes. But this has now been proven. Now, this study was an international study coming out of Europe, multiple countries involved, many, many patients involved. But they're saying that diabetes side effects can be reversed if you replace testosterone in men who are deficient. And that is like, okay, well, why weren't we doing this? But in our clinics, at Longevity Medical Clinic, we have been doing this for over 2 decades.
Yeah.
And that's what we address. We address what is happening to you as you're getting older, and we try to build the odds in your favor so that whatever goes wrong, you're in a better position to handle it and deal with, so that the green span of your lifespan is as long as we can possibly make it for you.
Right. Well, well said. And congratulations again to being the top 50 female physicians, both locally and nationally. That's amazing. And if I can just add on to that, what you're referring to now, and it's becoming common in the lexicon of aging, is health span, right?
Yes.
Lifespan, I mean, yeah, we all want to live longer, but we want the health span,
exactly.
Really. We want that green zone to be pushed out as long as possible. We were talking about Suzanne Summers earlier.
Yes.
And, you know, she passed last weekend, I
Suzanne
think.
Suzanne died on Sunday, you know, she has she's an icon, really. She made a
huge sea change difference, right?
She really did. And she brought medicine to the common people and asked them to go ask questions. She made it possible for people to not be scared about asking their doctors about alternative forms of medical therapy that they were being offered, but not so popularly.
This was really before the internet. I mean, how long ago did she start this?
A long time, at least 2-3 decades ago.
Right. Before
the internet. 2 decades
ago. We didn't
ago.
Have all this information
Correct.
At our fingertips, and she was a pioneer.
I think I read that she struggled with the breast cancer for 20 years.
She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she opted to use bioidentical hormones and improved the quality of life and did not want the side effects of chemotherapy. She eventually succumbed to breast cancer, but she had lived with that diagnosis for a very long time. And had kept it at bay. So, you know, kudos to her. She talked about what a good life she had, and with a wonderful husband. He wrote very beautiful memory for her. But nonetheless, you know, we will remember her.
And the impact she had.
She had a huge impact in alternative medicine. She interviewed physicians around the country and talked about their experiences and how they have helped reduce risk for disease and how they have treated patients with disease using alternative medicine technologies.
Okay, well, we will take your calls right now at 206-421-5757. 206-421-5757. We'll get to John in Tacoma in just a few moments. We have Dr. Dan Nelson with us today and Dr. Samira Umat, and hopefully your calls again at 206-421-5757. This is Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics. Coming back in just a few moments. To Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics. Dr. Umat with us today, as well as Dr. Dan Nelson, in for Jerry Mixon, who's visiting Houston at a big conference.
Yeah, Dr. Mixon is at a conference in Houston, EMMG. He has been attending lectures and talking to people about different things that they offer at their clinics that we may or may not do. You know, we've expanded the scope of our services quite a lot over the years. We now do IV therapies. We do Viasure treatments for ED, and we are now offering new tests like the Galleri test and DNA testing. And he was talking to me about neuroplasticity this morning and about using maybe some technology and some techniques to help with the aging brain. So we'll talk about it more when he comes back. But there are so many things that you go to these conferences to hear other people's perspectives and what is – you don't always hear something new. You do a lot of times, but a lot of times it's like reinforcing what you're doing, and you pick up one or two pearls about what you would do immediately to help enhance what you're offering. And so a couple of things that we are looking at Longevity is, you know, trying to create a program to that would help a younger person. Currently, our scope is so wide that we talk about the aging process, but a lot of younger people start having these problems at an earlier age. So how do we address them when they are younger, and how can we help? So, you know, one of the commonest things is weight. We've talked about weight being the single most important factor that affects how you age and impacts on your healthy lifespan. And so if we can help improve weight for some people, recognizing that it is a chronic disease and not just a factor of willpower, then you can help that person not only reduce their risk for chronic illnesses like diabetes, chronic inflammation, and coronary artery disease, but they will age better. Their hormonal balance will be better, and their muscle mass will be better. Their bone health will be better. And so if you can attract that and then think about things that you can do for them, and then, you know, they can come back later on when they're ready for the other program. So those are the kind of things that I'm working on right now to be attractive to a younger population that may not necessarily think of us as the right place for them right now.
So. Right. Wow.
You know, because as knowledge about what we do increases, I know that there's a lot of interest. People are interested in how to be healthier. They have more resources now. And in fact, you know, the young techie people, they have a lot of resources.
Right.
And they're asking the questions, what can I do? And a prescription drug is not the right thing for them. But sometimes if they have a issue and you can address that one issue, and weight being the common one, because a lot of them are sitting in front of a computer all day long.
Yes.
And they're not recognizing what's happening to them, or even if they are, they're kind of helpless to do something about it. We want to interject to say, okay, we can help you change that, and we can do it right now.
I'm glad you brought that up. You know, I see a fair number of the IT people coming to my clinic with problems with, you know, musculoskeletal, but the spine, neck pain, back pain. And these are people who are, you know, working all day at their computer.
Right.
And you think, well, that's non-traumatic, right?
But it is traumatic.
Yeah. They are getting bad pain problems.
Back.
It goes back to the fact that we need to kind of, as humans, we're designed to be moving.
Moving.
We have
upright
to be
moving. And mobile. Yeah.
And, you know, we need so many steps in a day, you know, and all that stuff. I preach to my patients. I know you do, too. But the fact is, it is. I'm glad you brought that up.
You know, I mean, hunter-gatherer had to go out, hunt the food, gather it, and then prepare it to eat it. And then if it spoiled, you couldn't eat it. Or if you ate it, if it was spoiled, you got sick.
Yeah.
So that was a cycle they repeated. Now the hunter-gatherer is, you know, a bag of chips here, go out to the fridge, and come back from the refrigerator.
Palm chips?
Yeah, my Parm crisps. I have right at my right in arm's reach here.
And so we have changed, although our body has, our genetics hasn't changed. And remember, I was thinking about this coming in today. It was dark. And so, you know, you don't have time or light hours in a day when you can go for a walk or go to the park or do something that is healthy and you feel good about it because it gets dark so early. The other thing is that our body was designed so that in the summertime, we would eat a lot, because if you didn't have a fatty deposit, you would not survive the winter.
You wouldn't make it through the winter.
Right. Yeah, you wouldn't make, because in winter, it was faster famine. You know, in the wintertime, there was no resources. So if you didn't build, then you would basically not make it. Now what happens is our genetics are the same. So the body is store.
Right.
It sets a level, a weight for you. And then if you go above that weight, it'll set a new high set balance weight for you.
New set point, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That set point is higher. You try to lose that, and it's very difficult for the body to allow you to go below that set point because it is designed to bring you back to that set point.
Right.
And people have a hard time understanding it. So I want to remove the stigma against obesity and weight. It is not a beauty problem. It is not about aesthetics alone. It is about your health. And a lot of times people get struggle with this, but it's not your fault. It is not that you don't have the willpower. You do. I honestly believe everybody does whatever they can to be healthy, but you're designed to fail the way you are designed. So you really have to work with the doctor to use medications or lifestyle programs. And you cannot have an off day. And if you do have an off day, you have to get back on the wagon very quickly because otherwise you'll fail again. So you have to think differently. You have to treat it differently. You have to manage differently.
How do you break that set point?
Well, so there, for the longest time, you know, we were looking for drugs or medications. And we do have the new GLP-1 agonists, the new diabetic drugs, the semaglutides that do help break that set point. Now, they're expensive. They're oral but also injectable. Most common way of using it is injectable. So if you have a diagnosis and you can bill it through insurance, then a lot of people are using that. That helps you break the set point. But a lot of people cannot afford that. And so all of our doctors are now trained. We are all trained now to help manage this. And what we're working on at Longevity is trying to create a weight loss program, a standalone weight loss program that we can hopefully in the next month or so start offering to anybody who has a weight issue. Longevity patients often get the advantage in that the doctors will start implementing what they're learning on their patients automatically without them needing a special program. Anybody new, I'd like to kind of say that, you know, if your only issue is weight, then stay tuned, keep listening, because we will soon come up with a protocol where we will manage just weight alone or just hormones alone or something alone. So that'll be your segue into coming into Longevity. And then if you want to stay longer after your term, you can, you know, find out more about the rest we do. So we can segue you into whatever part of the Longevity program you want.
Kind of like an a la carte approach.
Yeah. So it is in the works right now. But with weight, it's such an important aspect of chronic disease that we have to tackle it like a chronic disease.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up, and especially the stigma part, because all these people are stigmatized with the weight and, you know, all kinds of moral judgment, lack of willpower. And I saw a patient this past week, and the poor guy, he's probably north of 400 pounds, terrible knee pain. And, you know, my heart went out to him because really this was not a situation. It wasn't his fault, really. I mean, there was something going on metabolically with this guy that he got this big.
Sure.
And, of course, you know, it's hard when you're heavy and you get chronic pain.
Right.
Your joints don't work good. You get knee pain is a huge, you're a high risk for knee pain in particular, but other pain as well. That's been well proven. And overweight people, their knees hurt and they get arthritis. And the best thing we can do is get them in a program like you're talking about, Dr. Umet, to get the weight off and get them walking. Because we can't bring this up enough about, we need to be moving because we don't. If we come sedentary, bad things happen, unfortunately.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, lots of things to be done, lots that we are doing. The DNA age testing has been very popular. We're doing it as part of the health analysis visit. The other thing that's picking up a lot of steam, actually, is our IV vitamin therapies. We started that because a lot of times people don't want to take as many pills. They have swallowing difficulties. We don't know if the pills are doing anything. We don't know if you're absorbing them or not. So when we do a micronutrient analysis, we can take a look. But some people still, you know, how many pills are you going to take? So when we know that you have a deficiency or you're dehydrated or you are concerned that you are being exposed to something. Like all these chronic diseases, viruses are all around. Flu season's upon us. RSV is here. COVID is up again. And so if you want to do something like we say always, stack the odds in your favor and build up a immune reserve of some kind, we do give you a little bit of a boost with the fluids. Mm. So not only are you just getting fluids, we put the vitamins in the fluids. The difference between others and us is that we buy single-dose vials only. So right. I don't have any multi-dose vials because there was a risk about contamination and infection. With the single dose, we mix it after you walk in the door and you're ready for treatment.
That's great.
So we pay more for them, but I'd rather be safe than sorry. So we will take care of you. Vitamin Bs, calcium, magnesium, a combination, pre-mixed, bought from pharmacy for you if you're at all worried. So call us, and this is open to anybody. You don't have to be a longevity patient for this.
That's free great. Health analysis appointment. You can call and make that right now at 1-866-86-YOUNG or book online at lmclinic.com, clinics in Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood. Back with more of Leading Edge Medicine. Your calls, 206-421-5757. We'll get to John here after the break. This is Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics. Back with more of Leading Edge Medicine and your calls at 206-421-5757, 206-421-5757. Dr. Dan Nelson in today, along with Dr. Samira Umat, taking your questions. And let's go to John. He's been hanging on the phone for a little while here. John in Tacoma, a question about melanoma. What's your question specifically, John?
Hi, John. I have visions of you hanging. Oh,
just dropped
too. Oh dear.
Okay.
So sorry to hear that, John. If you're listening, please call back.
We'll get you right on.
We'll get you right on. Melanoma is a difficult diagnosis. Okay. We heard he dropped.
He dropped. And there's the proof.
But you know, in recent years with the immunotherapies, they have been making such strides in melanoma therapy.
Absolutely.
For oncology, for the longest time, there was nothing.
Nothing to do, yeah.
You know, and now all of a sudden, the immunotherapies are making such a huge difference in outlook and treatment and recovery. So, excited about that. We don't do them, but, you know, our patients have experienced some of these therapies.
Okay, it looks like John is back on the phone.
Oh,
so,
he heard
John,
us.
What's your question, John?
John, thank you for listening.
Hi. So, I'm 76, like Jerry is, and I've been a patient with you guys for around 10 years or so. And I'm a cancer smorgasbord. And I just recently got diagnosed with 7 melanomas in my shoulder.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're living in
seven.
The lymph nodes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So I went to see a clinic, and they said, well, take this infusion before we talk about the surgery. And I said, sure. And I said, how much is that? And they said, no, I don't know. And 3 weeks later, they sent me a bill. It says, the 3 weeks, that's only $28,000. So anyway,
isn't it covered by insurance?
Well, you know, portions of it, but the Boeing dudes have decided to drop their supplement, and so I have to shift around to who knows what.
I
and it's
see.
The beginning of the year, you know, and there's minimum payments, and
right,
that's just the way it is. But I was wondering if you might have any knowledge on the disease itself.
Well, you know, it's one of the worst skin cancers, obviously, in most cases always fatal, until, as I was just saying, that the immunotherapies have really made a big difference.
Right.
The problem is a lot of times the lesions are detected late by the time they is spread to the lymph nodes, as you just mentioned. And given the fact that you have multiple that have already spread, the prognosis is grim. I don't know what immunotherapies can do at this stage, but obviously it seems like they feel it can halt or maybe reduce the spread of the disease for you, therefore give you a fighting chance. From what I have heard in presentations and conferences that I have gone to, it has been life-changing to get the immunotherapies for melanoma.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, again, I'm not out, that's outside of my area of expertise, but I've known people that have done dramatically well with the immunotherapies, which are, they're essentially monoclonal antibodies, right, Dr. Mehmet?
That's right.
They're kind of designed to specifically for, and different types, of course, different types. I think there's different, you know, degrees
there
of melanoma and types
and
of melanoma.
Types, yeah. I think they first started with the first immunotherapy drug, Keytruda or something, and then they expanded the scope, again, out of my area of expertise. I mean, in the past, it was just excision as much as you could possibly, maybe some local radiation and or generalized chemo. Mm-hmm. And chemo, we all know, has such horrific side effects to the body. But with the immunotherapies, it really targeted the lesions, prevented spread. And in fact, 5-year studies showed improved longevity for many people.
Right.
So
definitely,
if they are offering it to you, I would go ahead. Like you said, you may have to kind of figure out a few things logistically.
So I forget if I mentioned it, but I am on Keytruda now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
Are there any other names for any other things? Or?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm sorry, John. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I could look it up if you wanted me to, and maybe you can talk to your longevity doctor. But honestly, it's not my area of expertise, and I don't really know.
It's almost a specialty within oncology. There's experts in melanoma. I can't remember the doctor's name. She was here at University of Washington. Now I think she's down at City of Hope down in Duarte, California, but that's her area of research. I just can't remember her name to save my life. But
if you think of it, will you email us?
Yes, I will. I know my wife would remember her name because we had a friend that had melanoma.
Okay.
So, Bernadette, if you're listening, just text me the name of that doctor, and we'll try to. Yeah, we'll let you know one way or the other.
Oh, yeah. And, John, we'll keep that number handy in all the clinics. I don't know which clinic you're in, but we'll see if we can get it to you. Okay.
Well, I'm in Tacoma, but I'm in contact with Dr. Mixon through the messaging on the website.
Okay. So. Okay. We'll make Dr. Mixon is aware that you called.
All right. Thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Thank you, John. And that will open up another line for you if you're listening today, 206-421-5757. And let's go next to Linda in Seattle. She has a question about vitamin therapy. Linda, what's your question?
Oh,
good morning, Linda.
Good morning. My question is the IV vitamin therapies. I'm allergic to citrus fruits, so I don't know if I'm getting enough vitamin C even in my diet every day. So would this have any side effects, the IV?
Can you take vitamin C orally?
Well, I take one in a combination with magnesium and calcium.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem to bother me unless I take too much of it. Then I get GI side effects from that.
Okay. And I was going to ask, what is the allergy symptom that you get?
Yeah.
It's GI.
When I was a child, I used to get eczema. And then they figured it was the citrus, and so I stopped eating it for years. And then now it's GI side effects.
Okay. So have you done any food sensitivity testing recently?
When they first came out, I did, but they were more the IgG ones. Yeah, or what was IgM or whatever they were back then, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, you could think about that for one. And then the IV therapies, there is very small amount of vitamin C in the premixed vial that we get. You'd have to come in for us to do a consult and then determine, but I honestly don't think it'll be a problem. But I would have to make sure that, you know, you're seen, we talk to you, we get a better idea and before we proceed.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Have you ever had any therapy like this before?
No. Never have.
Okay. And we could maybe start out small, maybe do, you know, something without vitamin C first. But we would really need to know more about your history and your particular reaction and response.
That makes total sense. I agree.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Linda. Mm-hmm. You can call in with your questions for the doctors. We have Dr. Umat today and Dr. Dan Nelson. So in particular, if you're struggling with back pain or any kind of pain issues, that is his area of expertise. He'd love to help you. Call in questions at 206-421-5757. We had an off-air question about, do damaged ligaments need surgery to heal?
Great question. That is, do they need surgery? No, not necessarily. Now, if you have a total disruption or tear of a ligament, that there's a possibility that may never heal, depending on the location of that ligament. But no, ligamentous injuries, tendon injuries, definitely can heal on their own. Now, we can help that process with PRP injections. The classic being the so-called tennis elbow. You might have heard of that. That's lateral epicondylitis. That's the tendon that goes to the extensor muscles of the forearm and kind of anchors to the elbow over here. I'm pointing like they can see what I'm doing. I'm pointing to my elbow.
He means is that the extensors are basically responsible for lifting your wrist up.
This doesn't translate to radio, but they insert right here. And tennis elbow can be very disabling if you get those tendons inflamed. And, you know, people have done things like cortisone injections in the past, but very limited. You can't keep doing those cortisone
because
the cortisone's bad. It'll make the tendons weaker over time. So, but we can talk about PRP and stuff like that. That definitely can be helpful.
Okay, call in your questions now, 206-421-5757, 206-421-5757. Dr. Umat and Dr. Dan Nelson taking your calls today. This is Leading Edge Medicine brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics, back in just a few moments.
Man, I feel like a woman.
That's a song that was written for these days. Leading Edge Medicine brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinic. Dr. Dan Nelson in for Dr. Mixon this week, and also Dr. Samira Umat taking your calls at 206-421-5757, 206-421-5757. We have David in Buckley. He has a question about ankle replacement. David, what's your specific question for the doctors?
Well, what the deal is, I have, I've had problems with my ankle. It got stomped on by a horse about 15 years ago, and I have no cartilage on the talus bone at all. And the way we found that out was 3 years ago when we went in to remove bone spurs. They figured out, why is there no cartilage at all on this bone? And I'm like, well, I have a pretty good idea. And now I need to kind of figure out, it's getting bone spurs back developing on it, and I don't want to become inactive. I like to ski, I ride horses, and I drive a vintage race car, and I want to keep doing those things.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if a replacement is, that doesn't thrill me. Fusing it doesn't thrill me. What are my options? What can I do with this?
Well, great question. So, I would agree with you. Ankle replacement, now that it's becoming more of a thing than it was, say, 10, 20 years ago, but it's still a big surgery.
Let me maybe just ask, for those who are listening who don't know what the talus bone is, obviously people are thinking, okay, it's ankle, so it's foot. Why don't we talk a little bit about anatomy and the function of that bone and what this gentleman may be suffering. I assume you have a lot of pain, right?
Yeah, I have pain daily. And I use a cane and try to be as nice to my ankle as I can. But yeah, I know it's not going to get better. So,
Dan, you want to tell them about the tibia, fibula, and the talus?
Yeah, the talus bone is right kind of underneath. It's a foundational bone of the ankle, basically. So a lot of force is on there. So, and if you get injured, you're an injury like a crush injury would certainly set you up for arthritis down the road. So my feeling is, I'd love to see an x-ray of your ankle just to – for my own eyes, we see a lot of people with foot and ankle pain from injuries or arthritis. I have the good fortune of having a great foot and ankle specialist within our clinic, Dr. John Hall, and I'll often ask him to weigh in and take a look or see the patient separately in consultation. But we've had a great amount. We mentioned this earlier that we've had a great success with the regenerative medicine approaches, PRP or stem cell or combinations thereof for foot and ankle arthritis. And, yeah, the options often aren't great, right? So it's, you
I
know,
mean, like he said, he doesn't have any cartilage there,
right,
which would affect dorsiflexion, plantar flexion, any movement, really.
Absolutely. I mean, that's such a central part of the ankle that
it's that like the wrist of the foot.
Correct. Yeah.
That's a good
analogy. I think, you know, there are options, certainly on the regenerative medicine side. You know, it's kind of analogous to the knee in that, you know, you get you have a certain amount of arthritis and pretty soon your only surgical option is a knee replacement, right? So a lot of people would like to have other options besides, you know, getting their knee amputated and putting a bunch of hardware
in. Let's ask you, what have you done for it in terms of therapy and treatment so far?
What have I done? Well, a few years ago, it kept giving me pain. So I went in and they could see bone spurs. And we, of course, did some cortisone injections, and that just kind of put it off a little bit. We took they had the bone spurs taken off. And it's been kind of up to me. I did some physical therapy after that surgery to kind of make sure the movement came back. Right now, I have chiropractic adjustments to try to keep it moving, and I just try to be nice to it, not, you know, beat it up too much, but I don't want to become inactive. That's just, I'm not okay with that, you know. That's all I'm doing right now.
So sounds like, you know, movement restriction is already there, so he might even have some contractures. You do want to try to move it as much as possible to keep that going. But I agree, Dan. I think regenerative medicine has a lot of possibilities, starting with just simply PRP or stem cell, your own autologous stem cells, or even, as I was asking you, peptides.
Yeah, peptides. And now we're not doing that currently, and I'm intrigued by that whole possibility. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to – this is an area – this is a new frontier, right? I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years now. I was been doing PRP for a lot longer than that, PRP injections. But what I'm doing now will be different from what I'm doing a year from now. I mean, it's kind of like you and Dr. Mixon. You're continually seeking new ideas, information, research that's just the nature of our fields. And that's why I think we dovetail so greatly together, what you do and what I do, different dealing with different but similar age-related problems. I think, you know, David, you ought to come in and get a consultation with us. Have us take a look. Maybe we can get Dr. Hall to take a look as well, either a curbside consult or a separate. Where do you live?
I live in Buckley.
In Buckley. Way down there in Buckley, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm used to driving, so I can kind of get around.
Yeah, sometimes even when was the last time you had an x-ray of your ankle?
That'd be probably about coming on 3 years in the spring when we moved the bone spurs.
Yeah, so probably if you were coming to us, we would probably get new x-rays. I mean, the shelf life for an x-ray in any situation like that, so, you know, about 2 years for an active problem, we'd probably start with new x-rays and just...
Yeah, I think that I can already notice kind of that it feels like it's changing and like it looks different, so there's probably some stuff going on there.
And you've already had a cortisone injection in the past, so we could skip that. That's not going to be helpful long term. But I think there might be some pretty good options for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing I do too is I have a hyaluronic acid supplement, and I think that seems to help. I try to take that regularly.
Hyaluronic acid.
So HAA supplements, they're out there, and I believe they work. There are a number of people that so hyaluronic acid is what's in our joints. It's part of kind of the lubrication type complex that's in there. So taking them orally is it seems to be a thing. I haven't done it myself and don't prescribe them. Mm-hmm. And of course, we do HA injections all the time.
That's what I was going to say. Right. I mean, orally now, ankle joint, blood supply, how much is really getting in there?
That's
obviously, you're feeling that it's helping, but, you know, when you think about where you want it, is it really getting in there or not?
Right. And ankle injections are tricky. I mean, you know, a knee injection is pretty straightforward, even the orthopedic guys can do that, you know. So, did I say that? Yes, I did. Injecting an ankle, you have to do it under fluoroscopy, and you have to know exactly where you're putting that needle and where the worst part of the pain is, where the most arthritis is. Because
and if his anatomy is already distorted from a crush,
it's a challenging. Yeah, I did stem cell.
Right. Yeah.
Did a stem cell injection on a patient with bad ankle arthritis this past week, and it was, you know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to, that's why we do it. We don't always do the easy stuff. We do take the challenging stuff in stride. Mm-hmm. So.
David, you can find out more about Daniel Nelson, danielnelsonmd.com, and you can call his clinic at 425-823-4000. You said your clinic's in Woodinville area?
Oh, no, it's in Kirkland.
That's
Totem
in Kirkland.
Lake in Kirkland.
Okay.
Right off the 405.
Pro Ortho.
Yeah.
Okay, David, hope that helps, and hopefully you can sign up to see Dr. Daniel Nelson soon. Dr. Daniel Nelson in for Dr. Mixon today, and Dr. Samira Umat taking your calls, 206-421-5757, 206-421-5757. Need to take a quick break here at top of the hour. Back with more second hour of Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics. Come back here in just a few moments. And remember, you can also book that appointment for that free health analysis test at 1-866-86-YOUNG. More details as well at lmclinic.com. Back with more of Leading Edge Medicine in just a few moments.